Fife fans, and welcome back to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club. What's the first rule of Fife Club?
Talk about pop music.
Pop music! I think I missed a big bit of that out. What are we? We're Fife Club.
We're Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, where a few friends get together and talk about anything and everything that takes their interest.
Putting their world to rights. Boom!
What's the first rule of Fife Club?
Pop music!
I'll do.
Talk about.
I remember.
Right. So, hello, folks. We're back again once more. And we have a very ramshackle show, more so than normal, because we don't know what the fuck we're talking about. But we've just come along, put some mics in, and we've got some folk here. So, I'm here. You're, you know, my good self, Kutch, as everybody knows me. Good self. First name, Kutch, second name. And on the mics with my good self is Jamie.
Hello.
Dave.
All right.
And Lizzie.
Sorry, what?
You're here, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Good. Hi.
All right. Okay, cool.
Well up for it.
Cool.
Well,
so, yeah, you're in for a treat. Guys, in for an absolute treat.
You introduced like a mother who's grown weary of her children.
This is one, this is two, and this is three.
Whatever
what my mother used to do.
And was it in order of age or order of which one was a favourite or in the order of which one
she
didn't
like? Oh, in age, but that's the same thing. Oh no, because I would be three, obviously.
Oh,
then.
Right, I see.
My dad still introduces Shona as his firstborn, and me as his firstborn son.
Oh, my dad used to do that. Alex was his firstborn, and I was his first daughter, and Meggie was just Meggie.
Ah, the dregs.
Where's the dregs of Megs.
Oh, poor Bags. It makes a change for her getting it rather than James. So
that's true. Yeah, in fact, Mags. Yeah.
In fact, we've gone 3 minutes without laying into James. It's probably a record.
Yeah.
Give it time. He's got his coming.
So how are we all?
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doing well. Good.
All right. Alive. Good.
I think, as I was just saying to you guys, I was a bit ill this week, so I just sat inside playing Apex Legends pretty much all week.
Yeah, this is your new obsession, isn't it?
Yeah, slash watching the new series of The Expanse, which is fucking amazing.
See, I still need to finish, like, the first season. What watched of that,
oh, it's on
I
Amazon
enjoyed.
Now.
Is it? Oh, all right.
It got dropped by Sci-Fi Netflix, so Amazon picked up, so they've got it all over there now.
Ah, right, okay. It was a good series, enjoyed it, just never managed to get back to it.
Oh, mate, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Never heard of The Expanse.
Me neither. I've no idea what you're talking about.
Very quickly, Felicia, it's a sci-fi series, but it's like everything they do in space. Yeah, Dave's right, said, of course it is. Jamie's watching it.
Why wouldn't it be?
It's a sci-fi series, but so there's sci-fi elements later on which are like not realistic, I suppose. But there's everything about how the ships work. To an extent, is realistic. Like, they work in 0G unless the ships are constantly accelerating because then they're in 1G. It's fucking great.
Aye,
it's
and then brilliant. There's the whole thing about the folk that are born on the outer rims of the solar system.
The Beltas!
Yeah, the Belters.
Who've got South African sort of accents that I can't do. But they all
just
have
replace every vowel with the letter I.
Sorry, I have a question.
Yeah?
Did you just say they were called the Belters?
Yeah.
The pure Belters.
Like, oh, you're a Belter!
Yeah. She's a Belter!
Belters!
It's brilliant, you know, and I genuinely think people who don't even like sci-fi would enjoy it as well.
Yeah, it has that sort of...
Wait, I'm going to challenge you to that. I mean, I hate sci-fi. I'll watch it. I'll see what happens. Is it on the council telly, though? Because I don't pay for it.
It's on Amazon.
Oh, no, I don't have that, so I can't do it.
Oh, well.
I do have the Netflix. We got the Netflix back at Christmas. In fact...
Do we still do that by DVD in stored away, or is it like...
Yeah, what was it? Yeah, love film.
Love it.
How many people still own a love film DVD? Because I do.
They post you over the hard drive.
You're the reason it went under.
Yes. I'm pretty sure Amazon still do love film DVD, don't they?
They still offered it. I don't know if they still, but a couple of years ago.
Got a funny feeling they still do.
That's funny.
Yeah. Still think it's a thing.
My friend came round on Saturday night and we just sat watching stuff on the telly, and we watched Abducted in Plain Sight.
Oh, is that any good?
That is fucked up.
It's so fucked up.
So fucked up.
I'm so glad one of you has watched that.
Oh my God.
I have not even
I'm
heard of this.
I'm fairly certain we're probably both talking about the same bit here.
Yeah, we are, yeah. So, right, if you guys ever... right. I don't even know how you bring us up. There'll be people listening to this just now as well that will know that we're referring to the same bit too. Mm-hmm. If you've not seen Abducted in Plain Sight, give it a watch and just like be ready for like the most like what the fuck story you're ever going to come across. Cause...
Can we tell you?
Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. Go on then.
Okay. Because I probably won't watch it. So.
Well,
I feel like it'd be better coming from a guy, Dave.
Well, I mean, it's one of these things where like seeing a job interview when they say to you like, name a time you've gone above and beyond to help a colleague.
Yeah.
I'd probably sum this bit up quite nicely because essentially what he does is his mate's like basically grooming his whole family. This is a true story as well. This actually happened. A guy groomed some of the guy's entire family to get to the youngest daughter who is 12 years old.
Oh.
And proceeded to like carry on grooming the whole family for years. So he was sleeping with the mother. He was getting... Well, what would be the technical term? Wanked off in a car by the dad. It's just the most.
It was,
who hasn't? No.
But it was so weird. It was like, and they just kind of snuck that bit in, and then just never mentioned it again.
Yeah.
So they were like, "So yeah, basically, we were group driving, and he told me how he hadn't had sex for ages, and he really needed some help. So could I help him? So I just." Kind of leant over and I did.
That's it. And I helped him and I regret it so much. And it was just like, what the fuck's happened here? Because it was just like honestly,
it's
the most fucked up thing I've seen in a long, long time. And I would recommend it if you're into watching fucked up shit.
It's incredible. This family went, the child.
Oh, listeners, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah, spoiler alert. He wanked off his pal who was also having sex with a 12-year-old daughter. This pal, family friend, disappeared off with their daughter for 5 days before they thought to report it to anyone. 5 days.
Twice.
He then
and it's a real story.
Proceeded to, throughout the rest of her childhood, allow him to sleep in her bed.
Yeah, because apparently it was to aid with his therapy. Which was... he was into children, and apparently the judge had passed therapy that he should spend more time around children due to this. Honestly, yeah. Like...
That's mad. That is mad.
The weirdest, most fucked up story is just like...
See, like, that's the thing. Like it's known that, like, most, you know, sexual offences are by people who, like, know the victim already.
Yeah.
It's usually a family member or a friend of a family, usually a family member. But...
Like, why did you wink at me like that? I didn't like that.
I didn't. I just shut both my eyes.
It looked like you winked at me.
I winked at you twice.
That's not a wink. Not a wink. It's a blink. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, bloody hell. Just because I wanked off someone's dad in a car. No.
How is your dad, Dave?
Happy.
Oh, okay. I'm winking at you. Phil. No, but like, It's so weird for someone to come in and so systematically do that.
Yeah, like,
you know what I mean?
Break
like,
down the whole family and...
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's...
And everybody knew, well, the whole community knew that he was a paedophile. And
what?
His brother...
Wait a second. Did the family know he was a paedophile as well?
Well,
There was like, suspicions because he was charged previously for bits and pieces. It was a Mormon community.
Oh, right.
So, yeah. I was going to not bring religion into it, but now you've said it.
No, I'm just saying, I'm not nothing against religion, apart from the weird ones. But it was a Mormon church community, and basically that's how they all kind of knew each other, and they all kind of got on with one another due to that. And then there was this story that kind of came out that this guy was a wrong'un. Aye, and from the back of that, they spent a bit of time, and they're like, "No, he can't be. He's such a nice, charming, you know, as they usually are when they're grooming people, because you probably need to
be." That's how grooming work.
Said everybody about Savile.
Well, that's Ted Bundy.
I thought you were going to say James.
Oh, I missed the James joke.
I was walking. Shit. But that's it. It's the same for like the Ted Bundy documentary that's been on recently as well. And they're going on about how he's represented as being this really likable, intelligent, smart charismatic character.
Uh-huh.
And that's because that's how he managed to do all of that, because he was such a charismatic, attractive person to all these people. He was just like, get in the car.
Yeah.
You know what it's like? Yeah.
It's that sort of like sociopath, psychopath thing of like, being able to have the gift of the gab, but. Yeah.
Flip mode, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to link it back to what we were talking about earlier, there are also Mormons in The Expanse. That's right, for space Mormons. Which I fucking love. And I was so sure, right, this is a mild spoiler for The Expanse. Uh-huh. I was so sure that the Mormons were actually the baddies behind everything that was happening. Turns out they're not. And I was wrong, okay?
Yeah.
But I had good reasons, right?
I was just going to say, is this not the problem in the Labour Party just now? But you've just taken it to another level.
Space. Frontier, I suppose.
The Church of Latter-day Jezza.
Latter-day Jezza. Oh, dear. Yeah. So that does sound messed up. Yeah.
It's a good watch, though. I would watch it. Like, I hadn't even heard about it, and then Amanda was like, and she messaged me during the day, my friend came round and said, have you watched this Abducted in Plain Sight? And I said no, and she says, I'm coming round tonight to watch you watch it.
Fair enough.
And I was like, quite creepy, and then I realised, because I spent the whole thing going, what? No. What the fuck? What? No.
Why? So,
I think it probably was worth watching someone else watching it.
Fair enough. I think the most exciting thing I've watched this week is reruns of Cold Feet. So, yeah.
Mate.
So a wee bit of a tone change. Hey, say what you want. I enjoy Cold Feet. I think it's a good show.
Then you're the monster in this story.
There's a spare seat in my car, though, Catch.
That's weird. Don't like it. So, what
Speaking
else?
Of things coming back from the past, like Cold Feet,
oh, yeah.
You've got tickets for Idlewild, don't you, Kutch?
Yes, I do. Got tickets for Idlewild at the Barrows in May. Me and my wife, who will be very pregnant by that point.
Yes.
I did think that.
Yeah.
See, when you said you brought the tickets, like, I know we love Idlewild, but you'd be like 8.5 months pregnant or something ridiculous.
8 months, yeah.
Yeah. So, just to clarify, I'm not being involved in any kind of bodily fluid spillages. I'm there for Roddy, and that's it.
Well, Lizzie.
It's the Roddy's fluids that have been spilled, and then I'm all about that.
What about your fluids, Lizzie, if Roddy's there? Let's be real.
True.
But yeah, that all came about on Friday. Woke up Friday morning to find out that there was a little secret sort of video and message on Idlewild's page saying, we're going to be on Radio 6 this afternoon with a sort of cryptic video. And it was like, huh, new album? Haven't heard anything about a new album. And then, yeah, slowly as the morning progressed, we got another little snippet of a video with some music. And then we got a full video, full track, which is banging. Absolutely banging.
Yeah, it's interesting.
What is it? Dream.
It's good, but it's not. It's interesting.
Yeah,
it's like it's multi-layered.
It is. It like I said, it's the closest Idlewild have got to a prog classic.
Yeah, but at the same time, that absolutely. But it's also got. It's obviously got the influence from. I wasn't the biggest fan of this album, but Wimble's last album, it was like easy listening.
Oh, right, yeah, the sort of easy listening jazz kind of stuff. Yeah. Going, French jazz. Yeah,
yeah. French jazz. Yeah. And it's got that sort of influence.
It does have a bit of that, but it's also...
I like this much more than anything that's on that album.
Oh, yeah. It's got a lot of... There's a lot of bits from their last album, Everything Ever Written, as well. There's kind of little sort of licks and bits in it that kind of remind me of that.
Yeah, totally.
Absolute banging track. And then, yeah, basically, I think about 20 minutes after that track was released, the website was updated. Brand new album. Yay! Yeah. Exciting times.
So I just think maybe a lot of listeners don't know Idlewild.
I don't know. I think,
sorry, what?
Yeah.
They don't know who Idlewild are. They can just fuck off.
The funny thing is, Idlewild's kind of a band that's quite central to like our group of friends, I think, as well, isn't it? Yeah.
We're like built around Idlewild.
Yeah. They're one of those bands that have just sort of always been there. A local Edinburgh band as well. And I think what their biggest album was Remote Part.
I think, oh, their biggest one.
Yeah, like the most commercial album.
100 Broken Windows is in my opinion, by far their best. Yeah. Like, I fucking love it.
See, I'm a big fan of Hope Is Important. I think their first one's just the best album of a lot.
I love how they turned, like, obviously, an argument in the studio into a song, which is Idea Track.
Yeah.
Where he obviously didn't turn up with an idea track. Yeah. And they were like, what the fuck? What do you mean you don't have an idea track? And then they turned that into a song.
It's an idea track. Yeah. It's good. But it's exciting times to see that they're back. And like I say, we've gone for the pre-order of the record and the CD. And it's all signed in that as well. So that's kind of cool. And we got the pre-sale for the tickets for the Barrowlands. Oh. I've never seen them in the Barrows. Of all the places I've seen them.
That'd be amazing.
The Barrows, Idlewild in the Barrows. Well, it was the first band I ever saw in the Barrows was Idlewild. And until last year, the hoodie that I bought at that Idlewild concert, and I'd worn it like my whole life, because I was still at school. I went with my brother.
Mm-hmm. I remember the hoodie, and I remember it, I think.
Before Alec left the UK, and I reckon I was in maybe right at the beginning of sixth year. And I went, Mark was there as well, although we didn't go together, but he was there. So it was, 2000, I think?
Mm-hmm.
And I still had the hoodie. It literally fell apart. I picked it up one day, and it just fell to
disintegrated.
That hoodie.
Yeah.
I loved it. I mean, to be fair, it had a lot of holes in it.
Yeah. Holes.
Why?
Holes.
How?
From Young Adventures.
From moths.
Young Adventures and jazz cigarettes.
Moths in teenage years.
Funny. So
do you remember?
First thing I ever went to see at the Barrows was Idlewild. I'm totally well excited for going again because I've just been to the Barrows to see Nightworks a couple of weeks ago, which was amazing.
That would have been awesome.
And then I do a bit more dancing at Idlewild.
Yeah.
So good.
I think I might have mentioned this on the podcast before, I'm not sure. But do you know who has a new album out? Just came out like today or yesterday.
Who's that?
Mercury Rev.
Mercury Rev, wow.
And it's I've listened to a few tracks of it. It's kind of interesting. Yeah. Like, it's not amazing, but I'm like, this is actually all right.
Yeah.
If you told me one of the albums I'd be interested in was 2019 was Mercury Rev.
Some old school, like, sort of, they were indie, but what were they?
Oh, yeah, they're kind of, they're like...
Wet.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a pretty good band.
Yeah. That's the thing. This isn't my sort of thing, but it's actually all right.
Yeah.
Do you know what else is like that, right? Now, I'm not actually suggesting this as a listen, but a lot of music reviewers were going nuts for it, so I thought, I'll give it a listen. New Ariana Grande album.
No.
And do you know what? It's actually...
I fucking love Ariana Grande.
Well, see, she's got some catchy tunes. There's no question, right? But...
I love it.
At the same time... Like, I would never listen to a whole album. For new listeners, I'll listen to anything.
Yeah, eclectic.
Yeah, fucking anything. But, like, her new album's actually okay. Mm. I can't remember her name of it right now, but it's...
She's one of these people keep saying her name, and I'm like, I haven't... Like,
Manchester with...
Yeah, but I have no... I couldn't name a track.
No,
I'm not saying I've not heard them, and I would recognise them.
Oh, you'd recognise them,
But I couldn't tell you it was her.
I'm the same.
It's like, all right. But then I think I've got to that point in my life where there's a lot, there's young folk at my work who I now have to go, like, when there's somebody on the screen that I don't know, but I recognise the song, it's like, who is that? Because I've heard that, but I don't know who that is.
That's you getting into full dad mode there, Guts.
That's been happening for about 5 years now. So, yeah.
Working his way through the gears. I remember sitting in the old inn with Chels, and we're obviously smashing back a meat hammer burger, and on the screen comes up Justin Bieber, Despacito, and I was just like, oh, this fucking song. And Chels looked at the screen and went, what's Despacito? Like, brilliant. I was like, I love that.
Yeah, that's the name of that song forever.
Yeah, it's like, that sticks, that's it. Don't mind the song now.
But he's another one, a couple of his early songs, but anything after that, I couldn't tell you, like, if it was him or not.
Well, speaking about old acts who are bringing out new albums, do you know who's got a new album coming out soon? The Cinematic Orchestra.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome.
Who?
Do you know who else has? And I've got tickets to their album tour. fucking Westlife.
Right, that's
and do you know who
that's
else kind of pop I don't listen tour? To and yeah. I don't care how cool she thinks she is, but our Mags Hall is coming to that as well.
Oh, Mags we loves Westlife
all the way to Manchester.
So
excited.
Westlife.
It'll be my first time.
For everybody listening, Lizzie is currently like, you know, celebrating, basically. She looks like she's just won the cup or something like that. She's so happy about this. God.
Nothing will ever be as good as the Westlife World of Our Own in the round tour, because that was the last time that I saw the love of my life, who will always be the centre of my heart, Brian McFadden. And unfortunately, he's not coming back for this album, but I do get my Sunday night fix for Brian McFadden at the moment on Dancing on Ice. But
oh, thank God for that.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you.
Okay. Unfortunately, Brian McFadden is currently supporting Boyzone on their world tour, so he wasn't able to do the Westlife tour as well.
Oh, because he was doing the real Westlife, Boyzone.
Aye. Yeah. Westlife Senior.
I remember, actually, when they're combined, they're actually called Boys Life, but they're also doing separate tours now, because that's a thing.
Wait, they combined? they actually combined?
Well, because for a while, Boyzone only had three members.
Like Power Rangers.
Yeah. Mega Life.
My plan for this summer is, because I'm not going away on any holidays this summer because I'm going to go to New Zealand in the winter. So I was like, well, this summer, I won't really have any annual leave. So I'm just going to do gigs. I'm just going to do summer gigs. And obviously for me, apart from Headkelt, a gig for me involves getting on planes, needing hotels to stay overnight and all that kind of stuff. So that's my plan for summer. I'm just going to go to loads of gigs. And so I've got Idlewild and Westlife lined up so far.
That's 50-50. Try and get more good gigs.
Well, I'll get Headkelt. They've announced the lineup for Headkelt today, actually.
No Skippinish this year.
No, because have you seen the lineup for Tyree? Well,
Tyree's mental. Still no Skippinish there, because they're not doing any this year.
Skippinish are doing Tyree.
Oh, are they? They weren't.
Skippinish, Manran, Tidelines, Trail West, like all.
Yeah, it's
10-year festival, 10-year anniversary.
Yeah, and it's basically all Scots trad.
Everything.
Yes, Scots trad and Scots. Folk, aye, it's that whole scene. Or just
Tyree's going to be the best one this summer, but I looked into going. For me, Tyree is just such a bloody mission. It's so weird though, because as the crow flies, I obviously live closer to Tyree than any of you guys. But for me to get to Tyree,
yeah, it would probably be easier to do it from here.
Yeah, it is, because you can fly from Glasgow. I looked at various different options. The quickest, I reckon, would be for me to sail there. There's a slight issue with what you do when you get there. It would be fine if there's not a breath of wind, but Tyree is just obviously a beach in the middle of the sea.
Yeah.
So if it's windy, we're all a bit fucked. that would be the easiest. But yeah, and then I thought I would fly to Glasgow and then fly with Tyree. But when I looked about 3 weeks ago, the flights for that weekend to Tyree are all sold out already.
Yeah, oh. I think we had a wee scout on it, and it looked like it's just like accommodation's gone already. Oh,
There isn't any accommodation on Tyree anyway.
Yeah, well, that's true. They do have a campsite though, so
people live on Tyree and they live in caravans. You know, like in the Pacific Islands, and they just build their houses out of like twigs because of so many earthquakes and cyclones that it's not worth building a proper house. Mm-hmm. It's like that in Tyree.
It's very true.
They should try building a wall. That would do it.
All the way around. A big one.
That was a slide and a half, Dave. Yeah. Like brutalist.
No, I'm just saying, it's like
Shetland built a wall all the way around it. That's why we're in that box, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Totally.
It worked for Shetland.
Yeah, they just shift it around occasionally.
Do you think they had to call a state of national emergency? Or wait, what is it? Is it national emergency?
Yeah, I think it's something emergency.
Yeah.
Probably not, because their leader's not an utter fanny.
Also, according to Maggie, there's only one black person lives in Shetland anyway. And everybody knows who he is. And he's not black, he's Moroccan.
Holy shit.
That's probably very true. Yeah.
Wow, okay.
So... If anything, they just want to keep Southmouthers out. I was going to say Southmouthers, but that's a very Southmouther thing to say. Southmouthers.
Keep the Southmouthers. South, don't you know?
Yeah, I'm from Wick. I'm from the South. That's fucked. Anyway, yeah, Trump.
Yeah.
He's been an arsehole today.
Yeah, so he's
kind
he's,
of expected, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, so he's wanting to build this wall. Congress wouldn't fund it. And they did a deal where we said, okay, we're not going to fund it. We'll give you some little bits of crap fencing. And then he's gone, well, I'm going to declare a national emergency to fund it. But already people have, like lawyers have gone, this is completely unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And it won't happen.
Yep.
And not only that, he also said today to reporters, he also went, so what's the emergency, you know, that means have, you have to do this? And he said to reporter, oh, no, there isn't an emergency. It's just to do it fast, get it done faster. It's like, mate, you've just completely destroyed any legal case you might have had.
That's it. And that's the thing, is that he's basically given them, what, a month to lawyer up now as well? Because everybody expected this to happen. So, yeah, like, called an end to the shutdown. You know, the government shutdown, which, what, that was it 5 weeks?
Six weeks.
It was
the longest one in history.
History, yeah. Which is just fucking mental because people don't get paid during that period. You're president, you know, that's it. Put you in that situation. But then, he's just like, it's like, what would be his next step? It would be like, oh, to call a state of emergency. And then it's like, all right, let's see if he does that. But now he's taken a whole month to do it, that everybody in their fucking dug has just lawyered up to fuck to say, no.
it just reeks of someone that's just trying to make their mark.
Aye.
Like, he's, throughout his whole campaign, he was like, I'm going to build a wall. And he's obviously got this idea in his mind of, like, the Great Wall of America, which is clearly what he's going to try and call it. Because he's a cunt.
No, it'd be Trump's wall. It would just be have Trump emblazoned on the top of it. Like, yeah, everything else that he, brackets,
big,
owns.
Big gold letters in the Trump font.
Just
he's
death.
Right. He's a total dick. Like,
yeah.
That's
Have you seen, like, all the stuff, like, all the... The demos for the wall, like all the mock-ups and that, and the ones that the different contractors have built, and it's just sort of like they all look shit.
Their only thing that they're meant to do is stop vehicles, not people, because you could stop vehicles crossing, but it's really hard to stop people crossing, so it's like,
there's also
like an extra tool, whereas he's selling it as like this absolute. Which is obviously nonsense, because people will find a way in.
Yeah. There's a couple of different things. There's like the ecological standpoint where, like, migrating animals is a problem for them. So you're going to have to open up, like, holes. And as soon as you start opening up holes, people get in. Oh, that's it. And then it's...
including Jose the deer.
Yeah.
But it's not even that, right? It's like the best way to deal with immigration policy is, first of all, to provide... like maybe a job guarantee for your own people, so that we're not fucked off about immigration.
Mm-hmm.
And then secondly, to not be racist, so we're not fucked off about immigration.
Yeah.
But also third, like they basically have the economics of how the US works means that you've got these client states, you know, in South America, which basically feed it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got drug supply massive drug demand into America.
Yeah.
Which we're not dealing with, which they could legalize, and then it wouldn't be a problem. And then maybe Mexico wouldn't be close to a failed state right now.
Yeah.
If, you know, drug cartels weren't ripping it apart.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that would absolutely be the
It's just
to
a total policy failure, and it's a failure of imagination. I saw an interview of Bernie Sanders where he was like, someone was saying we should have open borders. And he was like, oh, I don't want open borders because then you don't have nation states. And loads of, like, really left-wing people like me were like, yes. That's my point. But no. But yeah, because Ocasio-Cortez said something similar. She was like, I didn't say no deportation. I said not having ICE doesn't mean no deportations. And it was a guy, you know, the old guy from The Simpsons going, I meant no deportations. That's what I'm about.
She's been an interesting character over the last wee while. kicking up a bit of a stir.
Yeah.
Kind of changing up. A lot of people sort of comparing her to, it's like the American Mary Black.
Yeah. Was this the hand clapping woman, or is this something?
No, that's else? Nancy Pelosi.
Aye.
Oh yeah. I think I know the one you mean, who stood up and basically said, like, is it legal for this to be?
Oh right, yeah, yeah. So that was the thing that she did this week, which was the how you can corrupt a government, and it's just like, so I'm hypothetically speaking about these situations that are real and happening.
Yeah. Like your case with Cortez is back in the Green New Deal.
Yeah,
which started in the UK, and now, like, it was like NEF, a think tank, and like the Green Party and some other people who came up with it. I think Richard Murphy as well. And then it went over to the States, and now it's coming back from the States to the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's going, hey, we've got this great idea in the States called the Green New Deal. It's like, we said we should do it 10 years ago, like during the financial crash, or 8 years ago.
Did we not write that?
Yeah. And now, but even people who are proposing, like MPs, don't know that it was originally a UK
thing.
Yeah.
But that's because it was the Green Party were involved in.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, the Green Party were very marginally involved. It was more. But she's like, so all her policies are like.
Mm-hmm.
Things that Americans would consider socialists, but Europeans would consider quite normal.
Yeah.
Apart from maybe like our 70% marginal tax rate.
Yeah.
But like, there's massive support for that in the States, just like in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a great thing where they were talking about it at Davos, you know, where rich people get together for conference. And he goes, a billionaire on the stage went, point me to a country where that ever's worked. And a historian on the stage went, the United States. It's like between like 1940 or 1950 and like the 80s.
Yeah.
Had sometimes higher than 70%. So did this country actually.
Yeah.
Higher than 70% top tax rate.
Mm-hmm.
And those were great years for growth and low inequality as well. Yeah. So it was really like, yeah, take that. It was great.
She's
interesting though.
She is. Yeah. And of course the American right absolutely like hate her and love to froth over her. And
They like released that video of her dancing, thinking people would laugh at her. It's like, I actually looks really cool.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's awesome.
She's got moves.
Yeah.
And then, and then it led to like loads of other sort of young senators and that, you know, doing the same thing throughout the halls of the place, the big place in America.
Capitol Building.
Capitol Building, House, that's the one. Yeah. Capitol Hill. Lizzie looks bored right now.
Not bored, just poorly educated.
So,
on the poorly... Yeah, for a vice club where I have minimal political involvement / interest. Well, no, that's not true. It's not to say I'm not interested. I think when you've grown up with Magpul, and my brother, to be fair, that they do the politics, but 100 times over.
Yeah, so,
it's fair enough.
I'm fine.
I'm good.
You're more into...
I also live in an area that is completely... isolated from all other political discussions, because we don't have politics, we have religion. who runs our council? I think you'll find it's called the Free Church of Scotland.
Oh, the wee freeze.
Who runs the world? God.
That was a great Beyonce song.
It's definitely not women. Definitely not women.
Not girls. No.
So, Lizzie, do you want to tell us a bit about your nicotine rage?
Oh, man. This has been a hard week. For a bit of background for any listeners who don't know me, I mean, I think for a long part of my life, I would be described as a fairly committed smoker, I think is the right term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or cool.
Yeah. It was cool, okay? I still think it's cool anyway.
I don't smoke.
I definitely got
Jamie doesn't
when
smoke.
I spoke, just saying.
Yeah.
We're cool.
I was just up in an Ariana Grande album a minute ago. I was getting up some other more, you know, acceptable albums, but we moved on too quick, so now my cred's just destroyed.
All I'm saying is me and Lizzie both used to smoke and we don't like sci-fi, so
Yeah, we're definitely cool.
Yeah.
And I've got tickets for my fifth Westlife concert.
So. I know that makes me.
Yeah, no, I was a committed smoker for a long period of my life, and there were parts of my life where there's literally not a single photo of me that doesn't have a fag in my hand. Mm-hmm. It's just, it was constant. How I ever afforded it, I've no idea. But yeah, so about 3 years ago, I decided I was going to do this and I was going to start smoking. And I did, pretty successfully, apart from the odd, you know, drunk fag, which doesn't count. And everybody knows that. But the entire time since then, I have been still using my nicotine replacement therapy for approximately 3 years, which I've justified in my head for a long time because it's I never did the whole vape thing. I was using nicotine lozenges, and the side effects are minimal and they're the stuff that doctor prescribes, and I was like, this is all fine. But I thought at some point in my life I'm gonna have to actually break my nicotine addiction. So this week I have been breaking my nicotine addiction along with spines and faces.
I was on the fags for 15 years, and I was on the Nicorette for another five. It's meant to get us off it.
It's been my methadone for so long. Yeah.
It's harder to kick.
Well, in some ways, it kind of is, because I think the thing with the nicotine lozenges, it's okay to have a conversation with my work clients whilst having a nicotine lozenge in my mouth. It's not okay to have a conversation at my work with a fag hanging out my hand. Like, you know, it just doesn't really promote good healthcare. So I did, yeah, but this week, man, literally everybody and everything has made me furious. Like, people just walking into the room being like, all right, Lizzie, this is one person at work, really nice guy, picture 8, but he always says, Lizzie, that's how he says my name. Oh, I swear to God, this week I could have murdered that man. Just because he said, Lizzie! But it's been awful, but I feel like I think the term
you used was, there's going to be mass genocide in Stornoway tonight.
You were also talking about ram raiding the co-op for fags as well.
On your bike.
On my bike.
And I suggested you send the cat that lives in the Stornoway co-op in for you like a teenager from outside. Give it money.
Co-op cat probably does that for the kids in their bucky.
But comes out with like bags of dreamies instead.
Co-op cat is often found hanging out in the drink aisle. I think he gets more cuddles in the drink aisle.
These people are lonely.
Lizzie just raised her hand for listeners.
Well, I totally didn't. So, yeah, I mean, if I do have any story with listeners, which I don't, I'm sorry if I was unpleasant this week, and I'm going to give myself at least another 2 weeks permission of just having a fucking rage on. I've never experienced rage like it before, other than when I've been running low on fags. And like, it's just a pure blind rage, and you know you're being unreasonable. I think other women experience PMT symptoms that are like this, but it's just, I've hated, but I've also quite enjoyed hating.
Welcome to our world.
Yeah, it's been like, I want to rip your face off, and the fact that I want to rip your face off makes me feel better about myself.
Do you know what would make you feel even better? Just ripping his face off.
I was going to say lovely fags.
Lovely fags. Oh, down with that kind of thing.
I get this about food though. Like, I think I get, you know, proper Snickers advert.
Yeah.
Bullshit. I think I genuinely low blood sugar. I'm probably, let's be real, I'm probably one Steven step away from being a diabetic. One frog cake is all it'll take. But like,
we could all say that about ourselves.
Yeah.
Hello.
Genuinely, if I've not had food in a while, I'm an arsehole already. Right? Mm-hmm. Imagine me. Actually, all of you would have experienced me when I'm
Jamie,
hungry.
I remember our holiday to Amsterdam.
Oh, right, okay. There were other factors there. why I was hungry.
But also, when when you got hungry, you became very unreasonable and, like, would start pointing at, like, house doors going, there's food in there. they'll do us food. It's like, no, Jamie, it's just a house.
There's so many restaurants and food stops in Amsterdam as well.
So much grilled cheese. Which is perfect when you're there.
That's a special kind of hangry.
Yeah. I think our experience of coffee culture, then pub, then coffee culture, then pub,
yeah,
probably didn't help with that.
No.
Yeah. So I wouldn't have thought it helped with the hanger in that you probably didn't keep down whatever went in.
Oh, no.
It all kept down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything in moderation.
Excessive moderation.
Just like that Tea in the Park seesaw that you used to play between, you know, being utterly steaming and floating on.
It was difficult to get right as well.
I don't think I ever got properly steaming at Tea in the Park.
I definitely didn't either.
Well, it depends on your...
I don't think I did. I just got really, really baked.
Yeah. It depends on your term of steaming as well.
I mean,
oh, not drunk.
Cutch literally saved my life one year at Tea in the Park.
Yeah. So, you know. I think I probably saved it at several Tea in the Parks, but
I saved your life at Tea in the Park there once as well. Like,
You
fell asleep in a chair outside and it maybe was like -3.
And raining.
To be fair, the year that we read that it was really hot, I think we all saved Jamie's life by saving his skin falling off by constantly applying sun lotion to you. Literally every 4 seconds, somebody get Jamie some sun cream.
Yeah, I went. For listeners, I am the most ginger person you've ever seen.
And white as white can be.
Yeah,
so white is red.
Yeah, we're both pretty much translucent.
Yeah. Kind of blue.
Yeah,
like jellyfish.
But yeah, factor 50 all the way. But I went one year and I was, I think I lost my sunblock somehow, like in a crowd or something.
Because
I just stuck it in my pocket. But then someone was like, oh, you'll get it from a medical tent. I was like, you fucking what? It's like, yeah, and I went along. And I was like, yeah, would give me free sauce. Like, yes.
Although they only have like factor 15.
Yeah, I know.
But it's because they've got it in.
It's
not ginger proof. I
tested that method. Like, fucking off.
Yeah, you have to stay at the tent.
Yeah, there's no point. Like, I had to go get more because I had to go back to my bag because that's basically worthless to a ginger. That's nothing. That's like spitting on your skin and expecting it to, like, you know, protect you.
That's what kangaroos do. How to keep themselves cool. They lick their legs. There you go.
Really?
Yeah.
They smoke as well to keep themselves cool.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. Like I said, worked for me for a good 20 years.
Did it?
No, kangaroos lick their arms because it then evaporates and then takes heat with it because they don't sweat. There you go.
Speaking of animals, I'd just like to point out that our story last week turned out to be bullshit about the lion getting rear naked choked.
Was it?
Apparently, like,
he stepped
on its neck, like, until it choked, and there was no mention of jiu-jitsu.
So I read this thing, and it was like this whole breakdown how this guy swept a lion and then RNC'd it to death. And I was like, guy's my hero. Whereas in reality, what actually happened is, they scrambled a little bit and got the lion off me and then stepped in its neck for a while, and then it didn't move anymore. And I was like,
it's not as exciting.
Wank, mate. Get back out there and RNC a lion today.
In fairness, he still managed to do that, which I don't think any one of us could.
Nah.
But
I'd come back with, well, dead.
You'd come back with no life.
Especially if the sun was out.
I will just mention briefly, I won't mention his name, but a guy from our old gym, higher level, helped restrain someone on a plane who was drunk and fighting.
Nice.
Joys of jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't even need jiu-jitsu. Oh, guy's an absolute beast. Sound as well.
Just kind of sat on somebody, basically, I take it.
No, well, the picture, I saw a picture and he like had him around neck.
Just a nice little clinch and
I
rolled with him like when I
sleep
first
now.
Started.
Sleep.
I rolled with him when I first started. Didn't even have gone easy on me. It's like, Jesus Christ.
It was awful.
Anyway.
You guys and your sweaty hugging.
Sweaty hugging.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I haven't been for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
Fair enough. What else? What else have we got to talk about? Told you it was going to be rambly, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to edit that out for professionalism.
I did as well.
No. This is raw. This is raw.
Well, should we move on to our...
our little special stupid...
Right, this is the most stupid Fight Club we've ever had.
Yeah, let's move on to that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Fantasy Fight Club, where we get together sometimes and we put some people together in our imaginary nine-sided nonagon. And
nonagon!
Fight.
Nonagon! I just keep that up after.
Nonagon!
I did that the other week. It was really, really funny. Can I just say all of a sudden, nonagon! I am helping!
That was
I've spent my whole life with that woman. My whole life.
We're back in the nonagon and we're going to pit some things against each other to fight. And this week we're going to take a very topical theme. We're going to fight some wolves.
Fucking hell, this is embarrassing.
That's the end of it as well. We're going to fight some wolves.
I listener suggested this as a joke at the start of this recording.
And we're so fucking like...
Lacking.
That we've just run with it.
That's a great idea. We're seriously going to do it on wolves.
Yeah. We're gonna have some wolves fight.
Yeah.
This
is the epic battle, isn't it? Between like the unstoppable force. Oh, it's not.
No.
It's just the immovable object.
So, who wants to go first?
Nobody.
Lizzie? I don't have any wolves.
Hold your roof up.
Hey. Oh, that was terrible.
Best sight ever.
Technically, I'm a hall, so therefore I've got four walls. But that's the best I can do.
All right.
Sorry.
Well, I've got one then.
Go on then.
Okay, so I'm going to pit some classic walls against one another.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go for... your classic Walls banger sausage.
Nice.
Versus Walls Cornish ice cream.
Oh. You've actually got me interested.
Yeah,
I'm surprised how much I'm interested in this.
See, speaking of sausages, and it's just going back to earlier on when it was sending a cat in to buy you fags. That was my favourite thing to do. When kids would go, get me a packet of Richmond's. Get a packet of sausages. They fucking hated it. Anyway, Walls.
Yeah, Walls.
Sorry.
So, Walls banger sausages or Walls ice cream. Cornish ice cream as well.
Would say banger again.
Banger.
Oh, that's good.
That
banger, I barely even knew her.
All right, lads. What's going on? You tried to make up for not smoking.
they get the clicks. Why can't we?
I've got an issue with both of these choices.
Okay.
Because obviously neither of them are plant-based.
Oh, I was just about to say, because I'm a vegan.
Let's be honest, Walls sausages probably are.
Well, you kind of beat me to it there, because I suspect that a Walls sausage is more plant-based than a Walls ice cream.
Yeah.
So,
there's more sawdust in it, definitely.
Back in the day when I did like to partake in some sausage, I was always a fan of the non-gourmet type pink sausage, like a Walls banger.
Yeah.
So for me, I would take a banger over an ice cream, personally, I think. It depends. What's the ice cream in? Is it in a wafer cone?
It's in a sausage.
It could be in...
I'd probably eat that.
It could be in whatever receptacle you want. It has to be in one of those blue tubs, though, that Wall's ice cream always used to come in.
Yeah.
See, this is tough because you've chosen two very dependable, not great, actually, yeah, but very dependable brands of food.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Wall's sausages are exactly, you know, what you expect every time.
Yep.
So is Wall's ice cream. And while there are other brands of ice cream and sausages, yeah. I think that... Yep. Okay, so edit that.
Yep.
So while there are other brands of ice cream and sausages, I think that Wall's ice cream is one of the best.
Yeah.
Pure vanillas.
Yeah.
Like, obviously not one of the best in the world, but like...
I mean, have you ever had Mackey's vanilla ice cream?
I have had Mackey's, but I was just about to say that's in a different tier due to price than Wall's.
Fair point. Yeah. Fair point.
I think it is their Cornish ice cream as well, the Cornish vanilla, which is like as yellow as the sun.
Yeah.
It's and so
not
yellow.
Because of the high cream content.
No, because
the high cancer content, let's be real.
I'm pretty sure it's because of the same colouring that's in Iron Brew and Lucozade, sunset yellow.
Yes. It is semi plant based. They use the gas from seaweed, do they not, in ice cream?
Yeah, I think they do.
There you go. A little bit of plant for you. I was about to call you Maggie. Lizzie.
Oh,
that's the most offensive thing I've said to her all night. Well, I'm going to call this one then.
Are you going to call it so soon, are you?
We can talk about it later.
I was going to say, this is like the classic battle of savoury versus sweet Wall's as well, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
It's like, it depends on what kind of
tooth
you've got.
Company?
Yep.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Wait,
It's like...
Never realised.
It's like Unilever or somebody that own Wall's.
But Wall's the same company? Is it Wall's sausages and Wall's ice cream?
Yes.
Same people?
Yeah. It's
not just
a
the parent company.
It seems like an odd thing. Oh, well,
it's the same brand.
I can confirm that whilst they are of the same company origin, they are different groups of the company.
Yeah.
Because there is Wall's, meat. But technically, that's Wall's meat.
Is it not owned by another big like multinational conglomerate?
You know what? They are Unilever.
Yeah, it is Unilever. Yeah.
It's gonna be Procter and Gamble.
Because they're known as something else like abroad as well. There's like another.
There's Ola.
Yeah.
Known as
Ola. I think that's it. Yeah. And they use the same symbol and stuff like that. Yeah.
Like Sif and Jeff until they conquered us.
Yes.
But the other, what's that other ice cream brand that's not Wall's? Anyway, this is poor content.
If you had a Wall of ice cream.
Or a Wall of sausages.
A Wall of sausages.
Which one would keep the Mexicans out?
Well.
Because they could wrap their sausages in their tacos. That's really fucking racist.
Holy shit, Lizzie. Holy
I'm so
fuck.
Sorry.
She's been an islander too long.
I'm actually blushing. That's
terrible. I didn't think it was that bad. Is that bad?
I just thought it'd be easier to pick the sausages out the wall than it would to scrape away the ice cream.
But I'm just thinking...
Melted nightmare.
I'm just going to think it's going to start melting pretty quick because it's fairly warm down that part of, like, America.
Aye.
Yeah. That's a lot less racist thing to say.
Yes. It's factual.
But if you think about it, if there's a wall made of sausages and it's just gently baking away for, like, a period of fucking months...
Well, I'm thinking... Mm. Think about... At the cafeteria, when you go for your breakfast and the sausages have been there for like 4 hours under the lamp,
you got a dried out one that can't even say help me anymore.
Yeah, and they're like fucking bricks.
So you're gonna have a fucking solid wall. Either but it doesn't even need to be cooked though, because it's gonna sit on the Mexican border, which is gonna be pretty warm most of the time.
Yeah,
so it's just gonna gently simmer in the sun and be fucking honking. There'll be a big like putrid nonsense in the air and just a massive swarm of flies. That'd work.
Yeah.
That is a good
wall. You'd probably have like a massive pack of coyotes drawn to the wall as well.
Having said that,
I'm pretty sure you get coyotes that far south in America.
Yeah.
we have just identified that walls bangers have a very minimal meat content. Preservatives in those fuckers, I bet they never go off.
That's a good point.
That's true. It'll be like Twinkies. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well, I think we have to change my answers to wall sausages.
Yeah. For
I'm with the sausages, I think.
Yeah, for impenetrable source. I'm going to go with the sausages.
Please never use the word penetrable, even with a suffix in out of your mouth. It just sounds even worse than it does.
Penetrable.
Oh, my goodness.
Penetrable sausage.
I will. If only you weren't so
you'll bring the walls down.
Yeah, so, yeah, sausages. Are we Lizzie, are you for the sausage?
I'm for the sausage.
Dave, are you for the sausage?
Always, man. Portion of pork all the way. But I have to kind of break this up, though, and say, like, for building a wall, the sausages for consumption, the ice cream.
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. The ice cream's
I'm going. Good. I'm going sausages on both types.
Yeah.
Because I'm vegan.
Yeah. And that is the meat-free alternative.
It's the lesser of two evils.
That's the meat alternative to bricks.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is more sawdust than there is meat in a wall sausage. Yeah.
Mostly made of cereal, I think.
Yeah, plant-based.
Sawdust's tasty. Yeah. Right, who's next?
I'll go next if you want.
Okay, then.
So, originally, my first thing is going to be a very old and divisive wall. Mm-hmm. A wall in the part of the world that splits people apart and was maybe illegal.
Okay.
Not the wall in Israel. The wall in ancient Israel. The wall of Jericho. The walls of Jericho. Yes. Which then gives me Chris Jericho, the wrestler. Yes! Yes! Chris Jericho! So I've got Chris. I was going to do Chris Jericho versus the Israel-Palestine wall, but I didn't want to get too political. So instead, I'm going to do Chris Jericho versus a walrus.
Nice.
It's got wall in it.
It's got wall in it. I love the build-up for the first one to the just a walrus. It's got wall in it.
I have a question.
Uh huh.
Who's that dude?
He's a wrestler, a professional wrestler who.
So dancer.
Yeah.
Like professional wrestler, like Hulk Hogan professional wrestler.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
But he has a cool move where he like bends people's legs.
And calls it the Walls of Jericho.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walruses are pretty fucking savage though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Walls don't have legs.
They don't, no. But do you think he could still do a Walls of Jericho on? Like just grab their fucking flippers at
grabbing
that.
Them tusks.
Yeah.
Just hanging on to the moustache.
Wait, Chris Jericho, Aaron sees a walrus.
Good work.
If he's like the avatar of the actual Walls of Jericho, because that's how I have to get him. Like, he might just fall down at like some trumpets plagues. That's why that's happened in the Bible.
That is what
slash the Ark of the Covenant. But whatever. Like that's what they do.
Yeah.
Actually, the archaeological evidence was that actually by the time people, Canaanites, same as Israelites really, went in and took it, the walls had already fallen down like 100 years ago, if not more. Actually, I bet there's even more recent scholarship on that, and a friend of the podcast, Neil, if he's listening to this, this
he'll
is
know.
Like his shit.
Yeah.
And he'll be tearing his hair and going, no, Jamie, that's wrong! It's this now! But that's what it said in Israel fucking style, Book of Red, so yeah, fuck it. But anyway, Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
Absolute legend. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big fan of pro wrestling.
No, but he's one of the
when I was younger
all time. He's all time charismatic, like as well. He had the walk and the grooves, and he had a really cool fucking finisher as well. So,
so
that always nailed it. I think
if we're thinking about stats here, I mean, what would you say that Chris Jericho probably weighs?
Less than a walrus.
Yeah,
yeah, because. According to my fact base in my head / Wikipedia, the average walrus weighs more than 2,000 kilograms. So
what? Really?
They might have the weight advantage.
2,000.
They are big. They're huge.
And they're fat.
Yeah.
They're obviously full of fat. Have you? Yep, I mean, adult males in the Pacific weigh more than 200 kilograms.
Oh, here you go. Chris Jericho is 102 kilograms.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm...
So, I feel like there is some weight advantage there. However, walruses are an endangered species still. Is he?
There's only one of them.
Well, so. Yeah, so...
Was he not the one who signed a deal with that new wrestling brand? Or is that someone else?
Yeah.
I think it was Chris
Again,
Jericho. Yeah.
If I'm wrong, co-host James will be tearing his hair. No, Jamie!
He's got loads of hair. It's fine. Yeah.
Bloody manga here.
Dorian Gray.
We've all seen nature documentaries, so we've all seen like walruses fighting for mates and stuff. They are. It's the way they fight as well, just literally throwing themselves tusks first at one another.
Yeah.
Yeah. As Lizzie does a brilliant demonstration.
Spot on.
The timing of it is more like sludge metal.
But that's it. Like Jericho's, he's a little bit older now, but he will still have the speed advantage over a walrus.
Yeah.
So
now it depends if they are fighting in the water, whose habitat. Yeah. You see, in the water, walrus is going to be faster. It depends where the nonagon is.
I think if a walrus clamped onto your leg though with its mouth.
Can I just say, if a walrus just lay on top of you, you're fucked.
Yeah.
It literally just has to flop on you. You're dead.
Started the fight by falling from, like, even the smallest of heights.
Then you're done, yeah.
Dead.
Jericho was inventive, though. I think what he'd do is he'd grab it, use its tusks as, like, leverage, and lever it off, like, sweep him, essentially, and then take him over to the ropes and tie the ropes round the tusks, and then
that'd be
the Walls of Jericho.
I think I can recall Chris Jericho fighting the Big Show as well at one point.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe more.
Oh, definitely. He must have done. Yeah.
Which, so that's kind of like a walrus.
That's like a similar thing. Because the Big Show was like 7 foot tall. And weighed, was it not 500 pounds he weighed?
Something like that. Yeah, he was huge.
Yeah.
Proper huge.
That's kind of similar. Like, yeah. More arms than that. Like, that'd be like a fair scrap. But the thing is, if he's up against a walrus, is he in the squared ring?
Or is he in our nonagon?
We have a nonagon, but it's partially, not fully, but partially filled with water.
Partially prepared.
Up to human waist height.
And is there elastic ropes around it as well, though?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I said he was in the ring. Yeah. Fuck it, he'll do the same with a cage.
So there's water up to waist height. I'm not sure how effective a walrus would be in that.
Exactly.
I think because it's.
I think you're still giving the human a distinct advantage there.
Although the human would be slow.
What if a walrus, like, just it busts one of his legs up, he goes into shock and just lies on top of him until he drowns?
I think that's most likely it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I also think the walrus is going to take up a large proportion of the nonagon.
Depends which size nonagon we have. If we've got the small one or the big one.
Multi-size.
Okay. We've had some pretty big ones. We had a sun god at one point.
What size of walrus? Well, if it's like a pup.
Because
then...
Atlantic walruses are smaller than Pacific walruses.
So all right, Lee, you just looked it up on Wikipedia.
this is Lizzie's special.
Is it an African swallow or a European swallow?
Mind there was a walrus. Was it last year?
Yeah,
or somewhere.
It was all about the Western Isles.
That must have got
mainland.
Did it not come down to the Western Isles?
So everybody was looking for it, but it didn't.
Yeah, because apparently it happens every now and then that there's ones that migrate and get lost, and then there's ones that sit on basically icebergs and then just decide to hop off at some point and then, turn up in Scotland.
This feels like a really long your mum joke.
Yeah. Dave, do you know anything about that?
About what?
The walrus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason. Yeah. But that's kind of thing. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Your mum.
So who are we picking him? I'm going to pick the walrus.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the walrus.
Go with the walrus. Yeah. Discussion to be had.
I just need to
Why do you say walrus? What? Say walrus again. You said it. I said it earlier. Walrus. Lizzie started talking. I was like, damn, I wanted to see. Say walrus.
Walrus.
What the fuck?
He's just saying walrus.
He's saying walrus, not walrus.
It's like when your mum talks about boys' own.
Westlife.
No, it never happened to Westlife. It was just boys' own.
Yeah, but
all mum said it that way.
But instead of like boys' own, it's boys' own.
Yeah.
Boys' O W N.
Yeah, boys' own.
Like Women's Own magazine.
Yeah.
So I also like to call I Married My Uncle by Mistake magazine.
It's a fair summation.
I used to work when I was a student in a NHS call centre.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, sometimes it was quiet. A back shift of a weekly evening was a pretty quiet event. And I just used to read the magazines that were lying around. My goodness, the things in those magazines. I Married My Uncle by Mistake would be the most minimum tame of them all. You know, I Fell in Love with My Brother and I Don't Care was quite a popular one.
I'm not sure if you're giving us statements or telling us headlines here.
Neither. For legal purposes. Yeah, so Walrus won.
Walrus, fair enough. Cool. Dave.
I've chosen actual walls.
This is so stupid. I know we're always stupid.
Because Dave found the Huffington Post about Dusty's famous walls first.
I just love the amount of regret in your voice for this, Jamie.
It's actually worked out quite well so far.
I was going to go for this really West Bank barrier, but again, it's you know, it's going to be a bit kind of... So I thought I'd go for slightly, you know, ones that have divided countries.
All right, okay.
So first off, the Berlin Wall, because, you know, that did its job for a while.
Okay.
Whatever the fuck that job was. Jamie, you'll probably know.
Keeping in Soviets.
Nailed it. And Hadrian's Wall, which also did its job for a while, which was...
Jamie, you'll know.
Mentalist.
Collecting tax.
Yes.
Is a much more boring real life answer, but okay.
Yeah. That's exactly it. Because people were scared of the Scots and they just went, well, the Picts at the point in time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They were like, we'll build a wall. Fuck that.
Well, they wouldn't. Oh, I'm not going to say that's really geeky.
Come on.
Oh, now you're concerned about that.
I'm not sure. So this line changed over time, so it might not have been Picts over the Hadrian's Wall, but it might have still been Bretons.
Ah.
And it would have been Picts north of the Antonine Wall.
Yes.
Good pub quiz question.
Yep.
Most northerly wall built by the Romans in the UK was the Antonine Wall, which is just north of Edinburgh, or just south of Edinburgh. I think it's just north.
But it's mostly made of mud, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, like, that's why people are like, oh, Hadrian's Wall, it's only like at this highest part's like a few feet tall. That's because, like Trump's wall, it wasn't to stop people, it was to stop carts.
Yeah.
So they could tax things.
Yeah.
That's all it was for. It was the same people on each side of the wall.
Yeah.
So it would have been Bretons, actually.
Bretons, yeah.
Yeah. Or whatever, it got Bretonic. Whatever.
Yeah. So I suppose as far as, like, purposes go, then, it's like, so you keep the Scots north, or you keep, sorry, I keep saying Scots. You keep the northerners north.
Mm-hmm. Just say Scots.
Scots, yeah. Fuck it. Yeah. So we know what it is, fuck it. Keep the Scots north, keep the Romans south. And then you've got the Berlin Wall, which is keep the people that were forced to stay in the east in the east. and you know, and the other lot in the west. And it's nuts because you look at Berlin from above and it's all, it still looks, you've got a very straight divide in that city
split
between
right down.
Like Soviet looking as fuck and more modernized sort of area that was kind of encouraged to come about a bit. And it's mental.
Well, I think that I've already chosen my winner in this fight.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the Berlin Wall because the deciding factor is David Hasselhoff.
Oh, I was so hoping you were going to say that because that's mine too. Because, and I don't know if you will be, David, I am old enough.
I remember.
I do remember because what was 89, wasn't it?
Yeah, I
remember my mum sitting me down in front of the TV going, this is really important.
Was it 89?
I remember
89,
my. See, I remember. I think I remember it because I remember my parents being really excited and like watching the TV and me not really understanding what was happening.
I think I had a very loose...
Just, you know, like, invented that in my head? I don't know.
I remember David Hasselhoff in a leather jacket.
Yeah.
The talk of walking along the top of the wall.
Yep.
And knowing that it was important. But
David Hasselhoff, let's be clear, David Hasselhoff was important,
not the welcome changes.
Yeah. Oh, not the event. David Hasselhoff. That's my abiding memory of the Berlin Wall. Mm. And also, my dad had a friend who my dad claimed had jumped over, you know what I mean, got through the Berlin Wall. I'm not sure if that was ever true.
A lot of people did. It was quite common.
They were able to get back and forth. It was a bit difficult.
Certain people were able to get. It was like, but people trying to escape were like, were people shot?
Shot, yep. Yep.
It's fucking horrible.
It was pretty bad.
It's like North Korea today.
Yeah.
They have like, the North Koreans who guard the wall stand in a triangle. There's always three of them. Mm-hmm. And so that they can always see each other.
Yeah.
So that if one of them tries to defect, the other two can shoot them. It's fucking nuts. It's like, holy shit.
Can I just say, give the American-Mexican border a few months?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Walls, eh?
Walls.
Banging. Yeah. Harvey Wall banging.
Yeah, I think the Berlin Wall, just because of the sheer like size and balls of it, and the fact that it actually worked for a very long time.
I don't
time.
Think that's a good thing. I don't think we should give it praise.
Well,
you know.
I'm just thinking, talking about sort of memories of it coming down, just sort of being of that age of just being able to remember it. I do remember there then being a massive amount of little plastic cases with bits of the Berlin Wall.
Bits of the wall, yeah.
However, it turned out a lot of them were just like spray painted bits of wall from like, Birmingham. from buildings in Birmingham that were getting knocked down. But yeah, it's like everybody was desperate for a little piece of history, quite literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a year and a half old when the wall came down.
Jesus Christ,
literally.
That's the thing.
Young.
I think I remember it, but there's part of me, it's like, do I remember? But I remember things from that time, from where I was living.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. No.
Yeah. Although
I definitely remember it. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely do. There's
remember actually, what. I must,
but we'd have been what, like seven? So yeah, we would remember.
I would have been three or four.
Yeah.
I would be four, and it's in a, like, I remember stuff from before I moved to Dunfermline.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been in Dunfermline by then,
yeah.
I think. So, yeah.
Probably. Although, it's funny sometimes, the two years that are between, like, me and Lizzie and you, how that can actually make a big difference. And then even with you, Dave, like, again.
You're another two, are you one?
I didn't realise Dave was younger again, that you were younger again than Jamie. I've honestly got fuck all to say to you now.
Fuck.
But a different generation.
A rough old paper round, like.
Yeah, Dave's a proper millennial. We're sort of like verging on it.
I'm 32 next week and I'm falling to bits.
I found out, I didn't realise, one of my friends sent me a link type thing to people talking about millennials because she thought it might help me with my nicotine rage this week. And a millennial, if you were born after 1982, you're a millennial.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck you. I'm not a fucking millennial. And then it turned out I am.
I feel,
even though I was 85, I feel more, is it?
Gen X
than I do millennial, but I'm sort of in between the two.
There's
kind
of been a lot of chat about that because of like us and our age. You're probably just in there as well, Dave, is that we grew up with the technology that like grew up with the internet.
Yeah. As it was forming.
And like which most
we remember original internet.
Yeah.
Like we had dial up. You know, I think that should be what makes you millennial. If you never used dial up in your own house, then you're a millennial.
But that's the thing is that most millennials don't. And so that's why there's been lots of like research done. It's just a fucking title anyway. But some people sort of like say sort of 80, anywhere from sort of 80 through to I think 85 is like a sub generation, and that'd be called Zennials is one of them.
With an X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Xennials with an X. So it's like between sort of the Gen Xers and Millennials. And it's because you have a slightly different experience of growing up with the internet and technology as it's kind of moved
and
on.
And mobiles as
that
you're
they capable.
Became mass available rather than just
that's
for like business.
You're very capable with them. Yeah. But sort of like Gen Xers aren't as capable as we are. So yeah.
See, I was born in 1987.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that like the use of Snapchat alone sickens me. Not just that, but it's like how like all information nowadays just seems to be in short, sharp, flashing bursts.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, take this in, here's the important bits, here's a loud noise, bye. And it's like, I can't handle that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And just some of the not like I saw a meme the other day, and it was someone saying what they should do on Facebook or on Twitter is have when you go onto somebody's page, it's got their favorite song playing, so you get to know a bit more about them. And I was just like, yeah, that's MySpace. MySpace.
Yeah,
you've just described MySpace.
2 seconds, guys.
Uh oh, is that power running low?
Yes. Oh lordy,
he's running for the charger.
Run.
Oh, okay.
All right, shit. Yeah, so it just because of that, I just wouldn't put myself in a generation of millennial, because it's just like, then I don't know who to complain about.
Yeah, I agree. It's sort of like even Twitter, I've noticed, like, Twitter and Facebook, like, my niece, who's definitely a millennial, she has a Facebook account, but she doesn't use it. Facebook's for old people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To them. And it's, and even Twitter... when Twitter first came on, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
So I would have been like 23, and I didn't get into Twitter for a good while. But at the same time, like, it's mainly people.
It is an older audience on Twitter,
who are like the lower end of Twitter users. So it's kind
us
of
and
like
cybernets.
Yes, us and cybernets who are like 50 and complain about.
Everything.
Tonics, tea cakes.
Yeah.
Changing the Scotland flag. Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I think all cybernets have blocked me now, because I used to just say things to... Well, and as listeners will know, regular listeners, we're in favour of independence.
Oh, yes. Well, some of us.
Yeah. And, and... Wait, who's not? Is Dave? Oh, yeah, Dave's
who's
not.
Who's not?
I don't bloody know. Not getting into this.
I forgot.
Do you guys know? Would it work? Is this too deep? Will this take too long?
Take too long. No. Next time. But yeah, you could
say the same about Brexit, Dave. So
yeah, fair point. Yeah. Although this is a fucking disaster so far.
Yes.
Oh, actually, should I do my Brexit update?
No, yeah, fuck it. Go on, do it. Yeah.
Yeah, please, Jamie, tell us what's happening.
Because we've not talked about Brexit for a while because.
Okay.
So give us a Brexit update.
You ready?
Yep.
Jingle. It's still an absolute shit show and will be for years. The end. Jingle.
That'll do it.
I'm glad we covered that.
No, either I'll find a jingle or not.
Yeah.
Oh, jingle. Jingle. Fuck, it doesn't work without a jingle.
No, I'll find something.
That's an extra for the end. Jingle.
Just a train announcement noise would be perfect.
Yeah, Brexit's fucking
boring.
You
talking about having fights with people on Twitter. See, I don't have Twitter, and I've never... Well, I got it once, but then I didn't really understand it, so I didn't use it. I like to have fights with people on Facebook. It brings me quite a lot of joy and fun. That's also why I like to have angry chat. Earlier tonight, as you guys know, I was trying to sort out something from a BT account, and I went on their online chat and I just ran on it. But anyway, I'm currently having a fight with...
You've cut out, Lizzie.
You'll have to say that again.
Yeah.
Who are you having a fight with?
You must have said some horrible things to them.
We're having a fight with a woman on Facebook because I'm a member of Scottish Flimmers online group.
All right.
And you've
called her a fat bitch.
Well, so
you get angry too much.
Oh, it's so much fun. Yeah, but you know, my rage, it's helping my rage. This woman has come on to a Scottish Flimmers users group, you know, where we're supposed to share recipes and things. You know, people just post a picture of a big, here's my dinner. And well, this woman goes through a big rant about how she wanted a refund from Scottish Limos. She hadn't, you know, contacted Scottish Limos. She'd just gone on a random Facebook group. But the reason why she wanted this refund is because she went to a Scottish Limos group and she got weighed on her first week. And then she went back the next week and they told her she was 2 stone heavier than she was the week before.
What stone?
Had she been eating lead?
Question this, or even, you know, she just kind of went with it. Anyway, she also had a hospital appointment at the same time they weighed her. And it turned out the Scottish Limos people had weighed her wrong the first week. And they had told her she was 2 stone lighter than she actually was. So now she wants a refund. I'm like, can I just fucking say, if you cannot tell that you are 2 stone heavier than the weight they've told you, then Scottish Limos is not the place for you. You need a bariatric surgeon. No, literally, if somebody tells you you're 2 stone lighter than you actually are, would you not think, oh, love, I mean, that's kind of you, but...
I wouldn't go back. I'd just be like, that's fine.
Yeah.
Bagging, target weight, see you later on.
So, I'm currently having an argument with her, and it's really funny, and I'm doing that really annoying patronising thing that my dad was so good at, that I've really learnt well from him. Saying things like, oh, I'm really sorry you feel like that.
We've all had jobs where it was pretty much.
That's a line.
I
know very well.
No, I don't.
The better line is you have to say, I'm sorry the outcome has not been what you expected.
Oh, I know that line as well. Well, that's a good one. That's the kick when they're down.
Yeah,
just sending like your foot right in the ribs.
Expected too much in the first place,
yeah.
Love.
Yeah.
You can hear steam flying out their ears.
Oh, yeah.
Like a whistling kettle.
customer
My name's
service.
Craig. It's been a pleasure to help you today.
Bye. The worst bit is we're going to get an email out to you. Just let us know a bit of feedback about our service. You know you'll probably get sacked on the back of it. Like, but oh,
Aye. Anyway. Where were we? Walls. Which wall? Hadrian's Berlin Wall.
Done.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Berlin.
You know
Hasselhoff. Done.
Was that that?
That was it. Done.
That was it.
Fucking done with it. Because it's a wall. And the other one's a wall. And it was a wall. And the other one was a
this
wall.
This is why
well.
We should have done this. I said it as a joke. So we're talking about walls. Should do walls.
Do you know
you
what?
Guys are like, yeah. What the fuck?
Do what?
We've got like a solid hour of content out of it or something.
Jesus Christ,
balls.
Right.
Imagine being even more boring than our normal content. We've achieved that.
Yeah, today, wow.
Tonight.
It's awesome. Yeah. Good work, guys.
I do think we have lowered this even further than the two bridge fight.
We're aiming for the not interest and not funny a little too hard.
A bit too hard.
Our tagline.
Oh, it's my favourite t-shirt.
Love it.
So Fife fans, if you've enjoyed the show, please get in contact with us. How do they do that, Jamie?
They could speak to us on Facebook at facebook.com/fiveclubpod or at Five Club, Twitter at Five Club, email Ken at fiveclub.co.uk, Instagram Five Club, or go on our shiny website at www.fiveclub.co.uk where you can buy our shit.
You certainly can.
And or donate.
Yeah.
And if any listeners have got any other facts about walls, just fuck off. Don't bother. We've all learned a valuable lesson tonight.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. Yeah, so just on the note of contacts, we've had a few contacts recently from Fife fans, and it's been nice. We have got a new listener. I'm just trying to find the name of right now.
Is this through the joys of Radio Haver?
No, I don't think so.
Radio Haver, by the way, we're on there. That's banging. Cheers very much, guys. Thanks for listening, yeah. Et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I don't do these bits.
Platitudes.
That was it. So we got had contact from somebody called Al McKinley, the Scottbot, at the Scottbot, who basically said that he'd come across us, I think, through Mags, possibly, that he'd followed Mags after she tried to become a counsellor.
Oh, right.
In Dalgetty Bay. And then...
to become.
Yeah, like followed her and then saw that she was in a podcast.
Is he a Maxwell superfan?
Yeah, he's a Maxwell superfan. But yeah,
no one's a Maxwell, let's be real. Even Mags isn't a Mags Hall super fan. Come on.
So yeah,
oh,
just
she fucking is.
Oh, sisterly love.
So we just want to say thank you very much for getting in contact, Al. Yeah, it's nice to know that you are basically
listening to us.
Listening.
Wait, there. No, sorry. Twitter absolutely took over there for a minute. Took over my mind. Yeah, no, it's nice to know that you're listening and that you are spreading the good word. He absolutely did get on the first rule and tagged us in it and let people know about it. So yeah, it looks like he might be at Comic-Con, so we might get to meet up. So yeah, if you see us, we'll probably have t-shirts on. Maybe.
You know what they say, never meet the people who do the podcast you marginally like.
if he is a Mags Hall super fan,
even more disappointed.
Yeah, just about to say, if he is a Mags Hall super fan, don't meet your hero, mate.
Yeah. Oh, Mags, you've had it really tight this week.
To be fair to her, I think the face is probably better than the voice.
Oh, that could
That's a compliment.
That could only only come from a sister. We also had John Walker from the Trample Back podcast get in contact and wished us a belated happy birthday, was nice. Thanks very much, John.
Guys from Desert Island Dicks.
Oh, guys, we've had a wee bit of chat with them because James from Desert Island Dicks asked what the favourite moment on Desert Island Dicks was, so me being me took every opportunity to hijack that and mentioned some of our Desert Island Dicks moments, which he got back to us and was
delighted
indeed.
I'm still stuck on face is better than the voice. It's like David Beckham.
Oh, so harsh. Yeah, we've had Colin Maxwell as well from Maximize Comics getting contact after listening to the podcast we did with Albie at the Little Shop of Heroes. So yeah, we've kind of looks like we've kind of hooked up for a wee chat at Comic-Con as well, so that should be good. Who else? Has it been anybody else?
There has been, but I can't remember who.
Yeah, plenty of folk. Oh, I know who else I wanted to mention was regular listener William Duncan. He has been in contact. I should have had all this prepped already.
This is
what happens when you contact us. We give you shout-outs. So, you know, do it at your peril.
If you want to get shout-out on a podcast that talks about walls a lot... You know what to do. If you want to be cool like me and Kutch, who never smoked and like sci-fi. And...
Can we turn this into a weekly segment where we do a wall a week?
No.
If you have a favourite wall, life.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. This is good filler, guys. Keep going because I'll find this eventually.
Oh, God,
yeah.
Kutch, I found you. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
No, so what he contacted us and he just really liked what he did. He said, I really hope that TLC do the theme tune for the Captain Marvel film. I don't want no Skrulls.
Oh, my God.
And I followed it up with...
Kutch, you're not helping our cool case here.
I followed it up with, a Skrull is a gran who thinks they've got the better of me. Hanging on the passenger side of Nick Fury's ride, trying to holler at me.
I don't know what any of this means.
Jamie does. I know. William does. I know. And some other people out there do.
I know.
I was really proud of that.
Yeah, I finished at that bit as well, Dave. I know the song.
It is a fucking tune.
It is a tune. It's been.
Although
in my head
I would have gone with Waterfalls.
Yeah. I think Waterfalls is better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Waterfalls.
They would have been a good bloody Fight Club TLC songs, but no, we went with Walls.
I think it was a better option, honestly.
There's only two TLC.
No, they've got that one about love.
Oh yeah, that one.
That one.
Guitar in it.
Yeah, the one about being beautiful and stuff. Yeah.
Unpretty.
That's Unpretty, yeah.
I was going through all the lyrics.
So they've got three songs, and we all know now that there's 13 walls. Google it. Honestly, just Google famous walls. You'll
Somehow a film that's worse than 13 Ghosts. 13
Walls. Right. I think this is going to be a long one this week, and it's just rambly fucking tastic. Good luck, guys. Good luck. Anyway, I don't know why I'm saying good luck. This is the end of the episode.
Well done.
Yeah, well done. Well done. Congratulations, you've got there.
Skip to the end.
So
a good strong constitution.
Yeah, you definitely do. So I think it brings us to that time of the week where I have to ask.
Don't fucking do it, man.
Lizzie, what's the motto this week?
Get around you, Lizzie.
That'll do.
I suppose I probably have to go with smoking is cool and it is sexy, but you will regret it one day.
All right. Yeah, that sounds good. That's actually probably a good one, eh?
It's better than my one that time when it was just smoking makes you look cool, kids.
But it is cool and it is sexy, but no.
It's really not sexy.
Also gives you cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, it gives you cancer.
But then so does ice cream, so whatever.
Wall sauce is definitely. That's what they're made of.
Here's a better model. Do you know what gives you cancer? Life. Being alive gives you cancer because you can't get cancer when you're dead.
There you go. Nice positive ending to the podcast there.
Yeah, life is a cancer. Good night.
Night.